blesses us with blessings seen and unseen. There are many things that God will do for you daily you're not aware of. The fact that you wake up every morning is a great blessing from God. And we don't thank Him for the clothes on our back, for a meal that is set before us, because we're ungrateful. And we can have thanksgiving, we can be thankful, but if we don't thank the one who blesses us in time, then we're missing it. You can't be thankful without presenting and bringing God into the equation. You must bring Him into the equation. I have a friend. I had planned and prepared for this program, like hundreds of others of hundreds of programs. I never get to my what I prepared for, and I did prepare for today, but I'm going to begin with a spiritual story in Thanksgiving. Because in this Thanksgiving, in this holiday, the President of the United States did not thank God, the God of heaven, and ask for His blessings, didn't acknowledge Him. Why? Because this president serves another God, doesn't serve the God of heaven. Biden officially attempts to remove God from Thanksgiving with 2023 proclamation. This is by Rachel Emanuel of the Western Journal. This was yesterday. When we say the word thanksgiving, it presumes the giving of thanks. But to whom is the thanks given? Since the first Thanksgiving on Plymouth Rock and its subsequent establishment as a day of thanks on October 3rd, 1789, the recipient of the thanks on behalf of the United States of America has always been God. But in keeping with the destruction of everything good and virtuous in this nation this year, God has been removed as a recipient of thanks on Thanksgiving. You can't have any type of Thanksgiving without acknowledging the God of heaven. On Wednesday, Biden released, imposter Biden released his Thanksgiving proclamation. For the first time in American history, the proclamation completely omitted any reference to God or faith. As a nation founded on Judeo-Christian values, this disturbing omission shows how far we have strayed from the original spirit behind the National Day of Thanksgiving. The pilgrims who celebrated the first Thanksgiving in 1621 were devout Christians fleeing religious persecution. Their celebration followed a brutal first year in the New World, where nearly half their population perished. Despite unimaginable hardships, their faith remained unshaken. They credited God for sustaining them and bringing them their first successful harvest. This theme carried through the centuries, with presidents honoring God in their Thanksgiving proclamations. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Donald Trump, plus all the others too, even Ronald Reagan, even Jimmy Carter, even Bill Clinton. Even though they serve another God, President Donald Trump proclaimed on his 2020 Thanksgiving address, quote, "On Thanksgiving Day, we thank God for the abundant blessings in our lives. I encourage all Americans to gather in homes and places of worship to offer a prayer of thanks to God for our many blessings." This is absolutely the spirit that America carried. We were under this spirit. We were thankful to the God of heaven, thankful for all of our blessings, thankful for the clothes on our back. Thank you, thanksgiving for all things, the health of our children, our own health. But things have changed. We have become a godless nation. And now, this imposter individual has just brought a great curse upon the United States of America. You think we were under a curse when he was put in position, not in the White House, but supposedly as the assumed president? You watch what's going to happen from this point forward. When you won't acknowledge the God of heaven, the nation will be cursed, will be under a curse. God will pull his blessings from the nation, from the Congress, from the states, from the people. If you think we've been cursed, you wait. In his proclamation, Biden declared, "This Thanksgiving, we are grateful for our nation and the incredible soul of America." Well, you can be grateful for a nation and the incredible soul of America, but if you won't acknowledge the God of heaven, it's meaningless. The article goes on, "Grateful to whom? Gratitude without a recipient is like a fake Christmas gift under the department store tree. The wrapping is pretty, but it's ultimately worthless and empty." So this was a worthless and empty blessing. There was no blessing. I hear people talk about how they're thankful, but they don't say they're thankful for to whom. Yeah, they're thankful to be alive. They're thankful to be able to exist. But to whom do they give thanks? Well, we as a nation initially gave thanks to the God of heaven. Now we just give thanks to what? To nothing. This has brought an additional curse upon this country. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Let's visit after the break, and I'll tell you a Thanksgiving story. We'll be right back.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Millican, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Thank you.
continuing, I remember growing up listening to Bach, Tchaikovsky, these composers of the past. Every morning when I'd get up to watch cartoons, the cartoons would have this classical music, this wonderful music from the past. The young children of the present don't get to hear the best of Bach and Beethoven and Tchaikovsky, but we did. Now I'm going to tell you a wonderful story. If a president doesn't acknowledge God, and the political leaders won't acknowledge God from positions of power, there will be no blessing on that nation. A very good friend of mine and pastor friend, we traveled together with my wife, his wife, myself. His name is Ron Perry Sr. His father was Nate Perry. Nate Perry and his grandfather would start churches, build churches in the South during his lifetime, back in the late 1800s, early part of this last century. And then he would build a church, and he would give the church to a pastor who would gather the people of the area together to worship God. Ron's father, Nate, is the first evangelical Christian, he was Pentecostal, to ever speak at Notre Dame. Three times. The Catholic nuns who were charismatic in the 60s, they invited him and they talked to the bishops and cardinals, and Nate was able to speak in the cathedral to the Catholics. This is unheard of. Well, his son Ron Perry, the friend of mine, we traveled together. This would have been about 2009, 10, and 11. And I was able to see the inside workings and machinations of the Pentecostal movement in this country. All of the different facets, good and crazy. Ron was invited by a Pentecostal group to go to South Korea to speak. The agreement was made, and he was given, he would have so many times to speak. He was the main speaker, the only speaker. The conditions were agreed to. They paid for his trip to South Korea. Upon landing, he was ready to preach. He was an evangelist. He didn't consider himself to be a preacher, but an evangelist. They changed the rules. They broke their promises. And he said, well, in that case, I won't speak. And they said, well, what are you going to do? How are you going to get back to the United States? Because we paid for your way here. We're paying your way back. He says, well, you brought me here to evangelize. You brought me here to preach. And I'm going to preach. And you have no say in the matter. So he told them, basically, go your way. So what he did with the family that he was staying with, during the day, he would walk the hills of South Korea. And he said, the whole city is full of hills. He would walk and pray. One day, he was on a hill praying. A limo, government car, came up the dirt road, stopped. The driver got out of the car, came over, and asked him, are you Ron Perry? And he says, I am. He said, did you come here to preach? He goes, well, I came here to evangelize. He said, there's a woman, and this is a limo, a government car, that would like to talk to you. So he said, well, okay. So he got in the car. And these were the long limo, the stretch. And she had a condition of female problems for 20 years. And she tried everything. She was very wealthy, very prominent. And she asked him, she said, I know that if you will pray for me, God will heal me. Would you pray for me? And Ron said, I will. He prayed for her. They had a nice visit. She had to go. So he opened the door, got out, and they left. The next day, he's on the same hill praying. Another government car comes up, this one with the little flags on the left front bumper and right front bumper. And the car stops. Out two gentlemen in military dress came around. The short one asked him, are you Ron Perry? He says, I am. He says, Mr. Perry, he said, yesterday, or Pastor Perry, he's, well, I'm actually an evangelist. He said, yesterday, my sister came up here and asked you to pray for her. And when you finished prayer, she got home. She is healed of her condition. She no longer has this plague that she had to suffer with for 20 years. I want to tell you that thank you for praying for her. And the young man, fairly young, said, so did you come to Korea, South Korea, to preach? And he goes, I did. He says, I came here to evangelize. And he says, well, are you presently evangelizing? And he says, no, I'm not. I made an agreement with the church group that brought me here. They changed the plans. I said I wouldn't preach. And he says, well, he says, do you want to preach? And Ron says, well, yes. He says, well, I'm the head of the Presbyterian churches in South Korea. Would you like to preach in the Presbyterian? Did you mind preaching in Presbyterian churches? He says, absolutely not. I'll preach wherever God opens a door. He said, okay. He says, well, when do you want to begin? He says, well, tonight. He says, all right, I'll arrange it. You can preach as long, any time you want, I'll arrange it for you. So Ron said, okay. This man's name was General Kim. He was the general of the military in South Korea, who was basically the president. And so that night, Ron went and he began preaching for that time that he was there to the Presbyterian churches. He said, it's like being in a great assembly with the pastors or the clergy on a box platform, like a big box, but big enough to house 4, 5, 6 people. And he said, he preached and different things happened. People, I'm going to tell the whole story. I have time. This is a freebie today. I have many things that I want to talk about, but no, I'm going to tell you this story. While he was preaching, on one of the early nights that he began to preach, the back doors opened in the middle of his sermon. A back door opened. A young girl walked up at the top. They walked her down and set her down. And she sat down and he said, all you see in the audience is these little black-haired people. And then the men, the clergy, up on the platform. The Lord stopped him during the middle of his preaching. And he stopped and he walked down off of that stage up the aisle to where that young girl was sitting. And he asked her to stand up. And he said, listen, he says, you don't ever, the clergy, they don't basically assimilate. They don't interact with the congregation. He said, but that was very odd. That's generally not what happens. But he said, the Lord told me, you go talk to this girl. I went to talk to the girl. I had her stand up and I asked her, what is it you want? And she said, well, I was outside down the street at the bridge. I don't have any reason to live. I was going to jump off the bridge. But for some reason, I looked and I saw all these cars, the building, and I knew something important was happening. So I decided, before I kill myself, I'm going to see what's going on. So that's why I came here. And he says, well, he said, the reason you came here is to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. And he prayed with her. She got saved. And the place was just shocked, because this doesn't happen in Presbyterian churches. He went back up, finished the program for that night. Next day, same thing. Halfway through his sermon, the door opens. Here comes a woman with two guards and a girl. And they come down, make room for him. And again, he said, the Lord stopped me and said, go talk to this elderly lady. Elderly in the sense of like 45 years old. She's not that old. He went down and he asked her to stand and he says, how may I help you? And she said, this is my sister. And she came here last night and you did something. She has changed. I want whatever happened. I want that. And he says, well, she came last night. I preached the gospel to her. She met Jesus Christ. Do you want to meet Jesus Christ? She said, yes. He prayed for her. She was saved. And now this is very odd in Presbyterian churches in South Korea, Seoul, South Korea. Well, he said, the next night, as he was preaching, the Lord stopped him, and he said, I had to deviate from my message. And this is what I told the audience. I said, any nation, and this was in 1975, 75, 76, right in that vicinity. He said, any nation that will acknowledge God from positions of power in the government, that nation, number one, will see no war, will see no famine, and will enjoy prosperity. And he finished the program and he told them exactly what he meant. After the meeting was over, the four clergy came up to him, and one of the four asked him, he says, so Mr. Perry, Brother Perry, you're saying that any nation that acknowledges God publicly in positions of power, that nation is going to be blessed and they will have no war, there'll be no war, no famine, and they'll enjoy great financial prosperity? And Ron said, in his way, he said, yes, that's exactly what I said. He said, oh, okay, well, we just wanted to clarify. And he said they talked amongst themselves. And then a second one came up and said, okay, well, Brother Perry, we just want to understand what you're saying. Now, did you say that any nation that acknowledges God publicly as a nation, that nation will be blessed and will have no war, no famine, and will have financial blessing? He says, that's exactly what I said. And it happened a third time. And he said, the third time it was a little frustrating. I finally told the third person, I said, yes, any nation that acknowledges the God of heaven publicly, there will be no war, no famine, and they will have great prosperity financially. We'll be back after the break. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Junior, I believe it was senior, I'm sorry, Ron Perry Senior, 1976, I believe, in Seoul, South Korea. He was allowed to speak to the Presbyterian churches, who were the mainstream, I guess you would say, fundamental churches in South Korea, in Seoul. And that was a word that he gave those pastors. That prophecy came to pass. They were perplexed. They'd never heard anyone state that. That if these government officials in positions of political power will acknowledge God, the God of heaven, which did happen in this country. I'm not sure Thomas Jefferson was a born-again believer. Benjamin Franklin, these men that wrote the Declaration of Independence, they did acknowledge there was someone outside of time who would affect everything that occurred within time and space. And they acknowledged him, and they made it clear that they knew that he was involved in the affairs of men. And Ron had told me that he spoke that. They couldn't believe it. Three men asked him. And the third man, Ron said, I was a little I thought I'd made myself clear. But I told him one final time, the third gentleman, yes, I am saying that any nation that will acknowledge the God of heaven from the positions of power in that government, that nation will have no war, no famine, and have great financial prosperity. Look at what happened from the time of 1975-6 to the present. Now, I say that to say this. Never, ever again in the United States of America will anyone in the position as President of the United States, never again will anyone ever acknowledge and thank the God of heaven for anything. Joe Biden has just brought a final curse upon the United States of America. America is going to see, you think that we have seen war? We are going to see war without, and war is coming within the boundaries of the United States of America. Famine is coming to this country. And financial prosperity, we have peaked. From this point forward, there will be less financial prosperity for the citizens of this country because this individual who has not acknowledged, he refused to acknowledge the God of heaven, has just brought a curse upon this country. The powers that work with him will not acknowledge Christ and his Father, the God of heaven. They will not acknowledge ever the Holy Spirit. In other words, they will never again thank the God the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit. They have assumed total authority and power over this country and the people of this nation. We, right now, yesterday, the judgment of God has now been, the heavens have been sealed to this country. The only hope for the American people is that the parents, the father or the mother, if the father's not around, by thanking and acknowledging the God of heaven, will bring protection to you. In your finances, if you acknowledge God and if you're thankful to him for what you have, he will bless you, he will help you, he will give you hope. Those that are not Christian, but like Thomas Jefferson and like Benjamin Franklin and many of the others who wrote the Declaration of Independence, if you, though you don't know him, if you acknowledge that there is life, there is an individual outside of time who assists man in time and space, you will be protected. It is in the Bible. God's will is that you will come and meet his Son, Jesus Christ, and be born again and allow the Holy Spirit to reside inside of you to help you in the hard times that are coming. Yesterday caused a great snap, a great change in the attitude of the God of heaven toward this country. This country has been under a curse from the time that Donald Trump was not allowed to take position in the White House. A curse began. And we can see the curse upon the nation. But now you're going to begin to see more hardship than you've ever witnessed before. Joe Biden, this individual, this God hater, this man, an individual personally, and he'll admit it to you, that hates the God of heaven and his Savior Son and the Holy Spirit, has just brought a curse upon this country. This curse will never be lifted. The Christian people, I'm going to tell you something. If you think you can pray for the turnaround in this country, you are wasting your time. You are trying to stop the Mississippi River from flowing. You can pray for yourselves, your family, the friends around you. That will be what God will allow you to do. Pray for yourself. But no, this nation will no longer, does not have the opportunity, is the opportunity for the repentance and a turnaround in this nation has ended. When Joe Biden is replaced, the next individual will not bless the God of heaven. He will curse the God of heaven. He will blaspheme the God of heaven. America has now begun its descent into hardship like this country has never known. 1360KHNC.com are the podcasts for the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We'll be back to continue.
With PCs and Parts, we are giving away a free desktop PC for the month of December. So come by and check it out and enter to win our free PC giveaway. We provide sales and service for all makes and models. For all your computer needs, come by and see us. We are located in the Orchard Shopping Center in Loveland, next to the Ace Hardware, or you can find us at PCsandParts.com. Call us at 970-203-0696. That's 970-203-0696.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Hate to be the one to tell you and bear bad tidings, but I have to. When I read this article, I realized, according to the scripture, and Ron, when he gave his word to the Presbyterian churches in Seoul, South Korea, it was right out of the Bible. out of Ezekiel chapter 14, I believe verse 14 or 13. When you don't acknowledge God as God, when you refuse to thank Him, refuse to acknowledge Him, then don't expect any assistance from Him. Because if you won't look to Him in times of trouble, He, by His own word, cannot assist you. You have free will. With free will, you give Him the right. You get to open the door and allow Him to come in, or you can keep the door shut and allow Him to just keep knocking. He is knocking on the hearts of millions of people in this nation and in the nations of the world. He is knocking, waiting for people to open that door, to allow Him to come and visit. He is giving every one the opportunity to acknowledge Him, to acknowledge that He exists, that He is sovereign over time and space, that He is alive, that He can read your thoughts, that He knows and knew the day that you were to be born, the day that you are going to leave this earth. You have time to acknowledge Him. As a nation, Joe the imposter, Biden, close the door to any blessings of this nation. I know the spiritual principles. They're in Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14, I believe it is. I'm going to recheck the verses to make sure. I'll get back to make sure after the next break. But I believe it's Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14. 13 begins with 13, 14. Famine, war, diseases, pestilence, hardships will come to the nations that won't acknowledge God. Russia began to acknowledge God once again in the early, mid-70s. And Russia, because they acknowledge God in their way through the Russian Orthodox or the Orthodox churches, nevertheless, they admit and accept the fact that God is real and that God can and will assist those that are in need of help. Physical help, psychological help. In any way, they have infirmities, they're sick. The whole world, according to Revelation, will, and other verses throughout the whole Bible, in the time, in the decade before Christ returns, sickness will become more and more prevalent upon the people of the nations of the world. Sickness, internationally, like the world has never known. We're in that time. And God can help those with sicknesses. And through prayer and asking and searching, God will give you the way to help whatever condition it is you have. But spiritually speaking, that is the main condition that needs to be healed. People who refuse to acknowledge God, who blaspheme, who will not open that door to allow the Lord Jesus Christ to come in and visit. I remember listening to Morrison, songs Jim Morrison and the Doors sang. One of the lyrics or the lines went like this: "You cannot petition the Lord with prayer." And I heard that, and I had to think about it. I didn't really know what it meant. In a sense, you cannot petition the Lord with prayer. And I was just in a frame of mind where things wouldn't click, and I had to ask a friend, two friends that were with me. And they told me that, no, Jim Morrison is saying you can't pray. You can't petition God for anything. I say, That is your hope in the future. Petitioning the God of heaven. When you petition God in your church for the reality that God wants the body to, in that assembly, to understand, God will hear those prayers. Or if you don't know God and you petition that he will reveal himself to you, the true God, petition the true God to reveal himself to you, he will. When you're in distress, petition the real God. He has a son that has a name. The name is Yeshua or Jesus or Jesus Christ. The Japanese, Sheshu. Many different names for Jesus Christ in the languages of the world. God has made his name available to everyone. And he has allowed and has given everyone an opportunity to petition him for the help in the coming times of trouble. Petition this God. Acknowledge him. We'll be back.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit AllAmericanGold.com.
All right, we're going to finish out today's program. Again, this is the day after Thanksgiving 2023. The Thanksgiving should be daily. My Thanksgiving to God is daily, not just once a year. I was correct. Ezekiel 14, thank goodness I remember these verses. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 12. This is the judgment on a sinful nation. The judgment, the great judgment, will begin on a nation that refuses to acknowledge God as a society, as a nation, as a people, as a race or races. Ezekiel, son of man, suppose an entire nation sins against me and I punish it by destroying the crops and letting the people and livestock starve to death. Even if Noah, Daniel, and Job were living in that nation, their faithfulness would not save anyone but themselves. So in other words, only Noah, Daniel, and Job, they, if they lived in America, they could not save this nation. They could only save themselves. Verse 15, or suppose I punish a nation by sending wild animals to eat people and scare away every passerby, so that the land becomes a barren desert. As surely as I live, I promise that even if these three men lived in that nation, their own children would not be spared. The three men would live but the land would be empty, would be an empty desert. Or suppose I send an enemy to attack a sinful nation and kill its people and livestock. If these three men were in that nation when I punish it, not even their children would be spared. Only the three men would live. And suppose I am so angry that I send a deadly disease to wipe out the people and livestock of a sinful nation. Again, even if Noah, Daniel, and Job were living there, I, the Lord, promise that the children of these faithful men would die also. Only these three men would be spared. Only Daniel, Noah, and Job would live because of their righteousness. And I don't mean they have to be sinless. I mean that they, in the capacity that they have, would just live by their conscience. That wouldn't save them, though, in our time. God made it clear that in the time in which we live, He sent His Savior, Son, to forgive mankind of its sins, to give mankind hope for an eternal future, and also His Savior, Son, to help man in time to be a counselor, to be a healer, to be a representative of God the Father, to help man in time. We need this nation now more than ever, needs the God of heaven. To please Him, you must acknowledge who He is, that He exists, that He is there to answer your prayers. And you pray, pray, and pray until you receive your answers. I'm afraid that this nation, it is made clear, Joe Biden, the imposter in the position of power, was not allowed by the spirit that he serves, nor the people that surround him, he was not allowed to bless this nation and acknowledge the God of heaven. He was not allowed. Because these individuals that I have talked about in the last 10 days, they have a master that they serve. And that master is not the God of heaven. It is another God. And this other God gives them directions of what they may and may not do, and they are no longer allowed to bless the people of this nation. So, join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church. God bless you over the weekend. Keep you. May these verses sit in your heart, and that you can understand what God has just spoken. We'll be back Monday.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.